Today is Thursday, May 12th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Baron Frosty was talking on Twitter about buying a house for his mother. You know, I'm wondering if Baron Frosty, he has some kind of condo. And you know, he's a recluse now. A recluse doing crafts and various projects at home. And apparently he's wealthy. I don't know. I'm wondering if he's already moved into a retirement village and we just aren't aware. He's probably got nurses and doctors on staff that are, you know, coming out and giving him meds. But he said he's buying a condo for his mother in his same complex or whatever it is, his same community, so that they're close together. But he was talking about being rich, and so why am I talking about Baron Frosty, you folks say? Just one of the many cast of characters. Baron, you have become a cast of characters in Geeky Gay, I just want you to know. But the reason I'm talking about him is because Fatty said, Big Fatty, who is another cast of characters, who is another character in the cast of characters, responded in that tweet and said to that tweet and said something about, is Baron as rich as Geeky Gay? Or I don't know, I could pull it up, but I'm not going to. And Baron said he's the Jeff Bezos to my Elon Musk or something. First of all, I am not Elon Musk. Elon Musk is so, I don't know if I should like him or dislike him, but I just feel like he's kind of a jerk. He's always just saying jerky things. I'm just so sick of people. And it's probably from us having a president for 4 years who was just a jerk, just an ass wipe. But all these rich people who think that they can just do and say whatever they want. If they want to tweet whatever they want to tweet, oh, and they're not allowed to, guess what? They're just going to buy Twitter. You know? I'm nothing like him. But anyway, regardless, I responded. I said something kind of irrelevant, but I was getting gas today. And it was $70. 70. To fill up my tank. Now, I drive a little Nissan 370Z. It is not a big pickup truck. I don't drive, you know, an SUV. I don't drive a U-Haul van, like nothing. I drive a little car. $70 to fill it up. I would say 6 months ago, I was probably spending $30 to fill it up. Maybe 35. So gas prices around here have doubled in the past 6 months. All this inflation and COVID shit and Ukraine war and all that kind of stuff. And stocks are going down. I mean, I'm not, if I were rich, which I'm not, but if I were rich, I'm not going to be rich much longer because it's just, it is not going well. So what's been going on the past couple of days? Not much has been going on. So yesterday, we're still dealing with the floor. So the flooring folks left heavy things on the seams yesterday, did not tell me. They didn't tell me when they were coming back. In fact, they didn't even tell me that they left. That they were leaving. They just walked out of the door and never returned. And I've still got all the heaviest things they could find in their truck. Buckets that they filled with water, pieces of wood, like all of this stuff. And I don't even know if it worked because Mark went in and pulled one of the things off of the seam just to look at it. And the seam still looks precarious. But I don't know at what point to just give up. I don't know how care I need to be. I don't know if I'm going to call back and be like, nope, it's still not fixed. Come back. You know, I'm not sure. Like, at what point I just say, you know what? That's the best they could do. We're just going to live with it. But anyway, the stuff is still there. They have not texted me. They have not called me. It has now been over 24 hours. So I'm not really sure. Like, I'm not really sure what is going to go on there. So that is still an ongoing saga. And my boss's boss has been in town for a couple of days. And like one of the executive vice presidents or one of the, no, not executive, just a vice president of engineering who I've been working with recently, who's the vice president over my area at the Spit Valve factory. He is in town. A bunch of them were in town from California. And they were seeing the Arkansas offices of the Spit Valve factory for the very first time. And so they decided to have a dinner with some of us last night. And at first they were going to do it at Top Golf, but I guess because of the number of people they were inviting, that turned out to be, more expensive than they wanted to pay. So they decided to do Dave and Buster's. And, who doesn't love a dinner out at Dave and Buster's? I'm actually a big fan of skee ball. So anytime you go to like Chuck E. Cheese or Dave and Buster's or any of those places, arcades that have skee ball, that's always the thing that I play. I'll say this. Back in the day, when you used to go to places like Showbiz Pizza or Chuck E. Cheese or Dave and Buster's or, any of those that have an arcade where you would get tickets and then you could buy things at the end with your tickets, right? Well, the thing is, now you get a card. It looks like a hotel key card. And it has your money on it. So you just, you tap this card to the machine and it just subtracts. So you're not putting coins in, you're using this card. And then because it was so satisfying when you would win a game, and these tickets would just pour out of the machine and you just have tons and tons, and they would have that cup that you carried around with you and you put the tickets in. That was like such a fun thing to do. Now, it just loads the tickets onto your card. There's no tickets pouring out of the machine. Anyway, we ate, had a drink with my boss, and we played some arcade games. And I didn't like anything in the gift shop that I could afford to get with my number of tickets. So I didn't get anything, and I left. And I came home, and that was pretty much it. Mark was at the theater, so I just watched some YouTube videos and stuff, just killed time while I was waiting on him, and that was my evening. Like, there was not much else. And then today, I had a little bit of work that I had to do this morning, and then I had lunch with my boss, because he was leaving today, but he wanted to have lunch with just his immediate, the other product managers and myself, because he's the director of product management for my area. And so we had lunch. We went to a lovely barbecue place. That's a local barbecue place. It's really good. I don't even like barbecue that much, but this is really good. Like, it's super good. I think, not to bring up Big Fatty a second time in one show, but anytime you go to see Big Fatty and wherever he lives, Charleston, he takes you to this Swig and Swine, I think is what it's called. It's this barbecue place. And it's good. I mean, it's fine. He loves it. It's fine. But this barbecue place is 10 times better than Swig and Swine. So good. Their sauce is so good. So I had a brisket sandwich and some potato chips and baked beans. And it was good. It was good. And then I came back home and I just had meetings all afternoon. nothing super stressful, but just a lot of meetings. I think I had maybe 6 meetings, all 30 minutes or less. And tomorrow's a pretty light day work-wise. I mean, I assume the flooring people are going to come back at some point. So maybe they're going to come back tomorrow and remove the stuff and we will see if there's a seam. I'm not really sure, you know, what's going to happen, but we'll see. And I'm trying to decide if I'm going to cook tonight. I marinated some pork last night because I had to do something with it. It was getting old. And I'm trying to decide if I'm going to cook that. So I'm probably going to cook pork tonight, but who knows? I think the Mexican pizza is back at Taco Bell, so... I mean, maybe I'll do that. I'm not really sure. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.